Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy National Let's Laugh Day.
Oh,
can you believe?
Now let's laugh.
This is on Tuesday.
Claire, thank you for saying that, though, because we were about to record and I was like, let's get serious. I was like, let's get serious. But you know what? Pivot.
I said, you know what? Jesse needs to know that this is a national holiday.
You felt the tone of me.
I said, girl, it is National
Let's freaking laugh, you guys. Actually, Claire and I, before we started, were like, let's get a cup of Joe.
We got a cup of Joe.
Like, if you're listening in the morning, girl, get a coffee.
Get a coffee.
If you're listening in the evening,
get
make
tea.
That a decaf.
Do whatever
a tea.
You need.
A tea.
A tea.
But today, we're just gabbing and laughing. And if you're not on board,
stay on board.
Well, that's,
please.
Come on. I don't know why that wouldn't work. I don't know either.
I don't know. Now,
psychotic.
I want to start out with a brief confession.
Great.
Last week.
You lied.
I lied. We talked about the cheating and the whatever. And I realized like 2 days later,
Claire,
in the middle of the night, I woke up and I said, oh my gosh, for those listeners who have been listening from the beginning and know my faults and flaws. They said, why didn't Claire mention that she was a mistress for a year with Toxic?
And because we're all done talking about Toxic.
Speak for yourself. No, but I just wanted to admit that, like, I wasn't omitting that information. I truly forgot. Like, it did not come to my mind.
Well, me too.
Right? So.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm here to say that I am flawed.
And for anyone who didn't know that, hasn't been listening for long.
And we welcome you.
And we welcome you into it. We're all flawed.
Judgment.
That's what makes us special.
That's what makes us special. Thank you so
much. Okay.
A
lot of times these podcasts, a lot of people go, oh, these people are making mistakes in my love life. And we say,
yes.
We are the mistakes.
We're the mistakes. Okay.
But we're getting better. I really think we're getting better.
You know, we try little by little. Here's the thing. We always want to get better.
And I'm getting better.
That seemed very pointed.
I'm getting better.
I think I'm getting better.
I do, too.
You're
the
better.
One who, when I said we're both getting better, you said no. And I said, well, if you're going to say no, then speak
for
yourself.
I'm saying we are getting better. It's just, you know. A long process.
No. It's a long process, but what process isn't long, Claire?
Usually, you know, hair dye process. I guess it's relative. You know,
it
what
is
I mean?
Relative. It I'll is say that firsthand. It's relative.
It is relative.
Gosh.
Well, I had a fun moment walking down the street yesterday, and I know. And I just want to share. It made me laugh so much. It brought a smile to my face and a smile really to the whole block.
Girl, it's Let's Laugh.
It's a Let's
holiday.
Laugh day.
Let's
Thank
go,
you.
Bitch. What is it?
I was walking down the street. I said, oh my God, someone is blasting music. Blasting
wow.
music. And everyone was kind of looking, you know, when the whole collective of the streets, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
There was a man in his vehicle with
Absolutely.
His windows rolled down.
Yeah.
Blasting.
Blaring.
Blaring. Either one.
I'm blaring.
I want to know what love is. And it made me so happy.
I really do.
You know the song.
Why won't you show me?
Speaking of, thank you.
Yes,
by Foreigner.
Of course.
And so, and then it was like, once it became clear to our ears, it was like everyone just kind of looked around and smiled like, what a crazy city. You know what I mean?
What a crazy city.
And I think we all said, I agree. I want to know what it is.
And, you know, this is like that really fun time of year where, like, I remember a guy explained it to me and I was like, wow, I never saw the power of it. But it's like where where the limbs are like back. Like
yes.
when the weather gets nice and it's like, oh, legs are back.
Legs
you know
are
what I mean?
Back. Well, you know,
legs are back. Yes.
I actually wore, thank you for knowing I'm an athlete. On Friday, I had tennis and I wore my shorts.
You slut.
With no sweat pants over.
Oh.
And I walked my ass to the train. It felt
I felt
nude.
Yes,
it was so
did.
It was so bizarre. I was like, I should yeah. not be showing this much leg, like so much flesh.
I've told you that this is actually going to be my summer of thighs.
Summer of thighs. You have declared
thighs.
That.
Uh-huh. Thighs. Okay. Because mm-hmm. you guys, every year I uncover that there was a part of my body I hid forever. Now, before well, I obviously hid all of it.
All
okay?
of it. I was about to say, it's little
last
by little.
Year,
we're going
it's
to
little
the body.
By little. Last year, kind of the tits came out, which
yes,
we
she
love.
Did. Yes, she did.
We love
we're thrilled
the tits.
About it.
You know? Free the nipple, as I always say. I'm actually just trying to start that trend.
Oh.
That's a me
what
thing.
What a new fun thing.
I know. Okay. And this year, because shorts have always been, and Claire knows, because Claire cleans the closet with me. Claire
goes shopping.
Shops with me. You mean, Claire just knows. So uh-huh. I don't think I even, for years, I didn't own shorts.
No.
In the summer, I was in just complete denial.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I
you
just
wear
wore pants. I would wear dresses and pants.
Pants, yeah.
I never wore shorts. I still do have a theory that shorts do look unprofessional. So like if I did have a job, it depends.
If they're
for
longer
me,
short.
It depends on the pant. Yeah, and the short. And so, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, and then when I did say I'm going to buy shorts, your girl went to the knee. Your girl was playing.
Of course.
You know. Really safe and said, like, if anyone even sees a knee, they're lucky.
It's like Bermuda culotte, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like
it was very and it's like I have a petite frame that it's a choice,
it's
especially
a choice.
With massive calves, it is a choice.
Yes.
So this year I'm saying thigh high. I'm like, thighs are
you're
out
going
like
up.
I'm gonna wear shorter shorts, short uh-huh. shorts, even shorter, you
shorter,
know I'm not
shorter,
shorter
we're not
me.
Showing the bottom of the butt cheek.
No, that's never been for me.
That's not
but
for
it
anyone.
Could be. Well, right. But so that's
you
for anyone who hasn't anywhere. Done it, please join me for a thigh summer. Okay?
I think it's wonderful.
Thigh high summer, honey.
I'm thrilled
thank
about
you.
It. And I
know
you
are.
You have historically said that you don't love your calves as much as I do.
Yeah.
I do love your calves because they are strong.
They are strong.
They're very strong. And I like if you show thigh, just like
yes,
visually, if you
my
show
legs
more
look
thigh,
better.
It does, it balances out the leg.
When you see just my calf, if I were on Naked and Dating or whatever that's called,
sure,
Naked
uh-huh.
Dating, okay, and we went just to the calf, they would go, yeah. That is a bodybuilder, massive woman, okay? And then
a strong
if you go higher, you go, okay, maybe she just has massive calves.
She's just an athlete
in her calf. She played
yeah.
soccer for years, and you know what she does? She rollerblades.
She what's going on?
She has a calf or two.
Yes.
Okay?
So I thank think you're you gonna really knowing. Find joy and happiness with the summer of thigh.
Me too, girl.
Yes.
What's the summer for you? Do you have anything you're featuring?
I
anything
know.
That's
I
making an appearance?
I think I in that same vein, because my yeah. big insecurity is cellulite.
Right.
So often I don't yeah. like to go too short because of that, right? Because of showing yeah. lots of cellulite. But honestly,
I love cellulite.
I don't care. Why?
Yeah.
You
know how
cellulite.
You
don't
love my
that.
Calves? I love your cellulite. How about that?
All right.
I and I really do. Cellulite, we have to really think about this and really think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, just take a moment. Cellulite is literally 1,000% natural.
Yeah.
And it literally is just society. It would be like society telling you like, okay, well.
Any old thing.
Yeah, it's like society
it's
telling
like
you.
It's like if society told you that you shouldn't
like your
have
hair,
dimples.
Your hair growing out is bad.
Yeah, which they
we'd
do.
All be cutting it like maniacs like, yeah. all the time, though, where it's like, it's just, it's, people, we love it.
I blame Adobe Photoshop.
Okay.
Because they have, they've allowed the smoothing of skin in all ads.
Yeah.
But no, it is, yeah, I'm getting,
yeah,
I am getting better with it though. I do have to say, because I also am mesmerized how I have cellulite literally all over my body, like my arms, my stomach, my legs. It's like, it's so funny. It reminds me, there was a dear friend of mine that I used to work with, and we were in our 20s. It was in Nashville, and there was a moment when we were like, our desks were near each other, and we were talking, and then something happened where she like leaned down and like her calf was hit at a certain angle or something, and it was noticeably dimply. You know what I mean? Like her calf had cellulite essentially, but even though it's not really, it was just like squeezed in a weird way. But we both like paused and looked at each other like, what the fuck? We have cellulite on our calves. Like we had a total freak out. But I am getting better just because it's like, whatever. I truly can't.
Whatever.
I truly can't.
Like literally nobody cares.
I know. Well,
really?
I know.
It's
hard when you care about something to believe that other people don't care about it. You know what I mean?
I know. It's the same thing about like when you walk around with a pimple.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Claire's literally talking to my pimple right now.
Well, that's what I do when I have a fever blister.
I know.
Well, I'm like, you're looking at it. You're looking at it.
And I'm like, looking at what? So it's like, we just have to get out of that. Get
Shake
out of that.
Off.
Just be in the summer. It's a gorgeous.
It's a
Let's
gorgeous
go,
life.
Bitch. Let's go, bitch.
Let's go.
I'm excited. I'm excited for summer.
It's going to be
And
big.
I'm normally never excited, but I really am.
I know. Last summer, you were excited. Last summer was the summer of change, transformation.
It was the summer of Jesse. I know. It was the best, which is why I'm so excited.
Yeah. I want to say you like joined Field in May. May or June?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What a year.
Yeah, I did.
What a year.
Your girl was having sex in the summer. And you
Watch
know
out.
What?
Watch out.
I won't apologize
Don't
for
you
it.
Dare apologize. Don't you ever apologize.
I never will.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great summer.
So it's gonna
Thank
be
you
good
for
times.
Knowing.
And it's going to be an even better summer.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Wild. Okay, so what's happening with dating?
So it's dating. Here's a shocker. I don't have much of an update. I do have, again, the continued Talkify is in no rush. I have two
Love can't be rushed.
People that we're scheduling with. And then I just got a notice from another matchmaker. So I'm having a call with a different matchmaker tomorrow about another client. So again, it's, you
we'll
know.
We'll see. Listen, summer is such a great time to go on dates. So
Isn't
I'm
it?
Excited. It's hard to meet someone in February and to feel like
Guess
there's
what?
Any
it's
heat
the end of
you.
March, Jesse. It's the end of March.
Hi, Claire. Wake up. Okay. It's the end of March. It's almost April. Okay. Wake up. Everybody knows that. We're
so,
almost.
Yeah. So we're like full on spring. Now, some would say March is a finicky bitch because
she
some days she frigid. Some days she's warm and embraced.
Can't read
you
her.
Can embrace
can't
her.
Read her.
So anywho, so that is my, in general. I did, though. Here's another fun thing. Last night on the train platform.
Give it.
There was a man walking, an older man with his reader glasses on.
Oh.
And we caught eyes. He like ripped off his reader glasses and
did
a comical lift of his eyebrows. It was like,
whoa.
It was so funny to me. I chuckled. But it was like, what an aggressive yet silent.
If he could have popped his eyes out,
honestly, it would have been
exactly
100%. So that
he
made me
you to know.
That reminded me. You know, it's like
that. You're hot. Still got it, bitch.
I still got it.
Still got it.
I had
bitch.
A little crop top on last night, so even that with my cellulite tummy. So.
Girl, you were bringing it.
Thank you.
And he said, awooga,
awooga.
I love that.
It made me
Well,
laugh.
I have a little thing that happened.
I wish you would share.
It's you know, it led me to think about other things. Okay. Mm. So I forgot what day it was. Maybe it was Sunday. Okay. And I think that only because I was with you.
Yes. But
I got a text from this guy who I had talked to on Hinge like in September or something.
Okay.
It was like a long time ago. Actually, funny enough, I was going to have him on the podcast. And then he was like, let's just meet in person. I said, you know what? That works for me too.
He was going to be like a date set up on the podcast.
Yeah. I forget why. But anyhow, it had like led to that. So then, and then when we were supposed to meet, like something happened
as
and he sort of just
does.
Never, as it always does. And we never rescheduled.
Sure.
So then on Sunday, I got a text out of nowhere that's like, hey.
Oh, hey.
And I was like, hi. And then it was like, how are you? And I was like, how do we, what, who is, what is this? So then we were talking about that. And then I think I was like, care to remind me who.
Yes. Who is this?
Who you are.
AKA, let me see that pretty, pretty beard of yours.
Let me see that pretty, pretty face. And so, and this is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. This is what I like to call picture etiquette.
Ooh,
okay?
Picture etiquette.
First
and then I
all,
see the like star of the PSA, right?
Da, da, da. Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The
okay?
more you know. Uh-huh.
The more you know. But so he sends like, and when, at least for me.
Yes.
Unless we're in a different type of conversation, it's a PG photo, honey.
No, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Send your Hinge pic. So he sends a Hinge pic.
Great.
And I'm like, what, when you say send a photo, to me, you've got to be active because it's like what I don't want to do is accidentally not respond.
No,
for
you
30
have
minutes.
To, especially if you request it.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's rude. So he sent one. I said, I remember you, you cutie patootie.
What a cutie.
And then he was like, your turn. And so then I sent a photo and then he didn't respond for over 2 hours.
Well, as I was there in somewhat real time,
you were there.
It was like a good 30 minutes, maybe at first 30, 45 minutes. And you're like, he never responded. I was like, well, it is still early. But back to your point of like, if you request a photo, you need to be ready to respond.
Here's the first thing is
because you responded in kind. It wasn't like you took a while
exactly. Okay. And then it's like I'm sitting there like, what the fuck?
All right.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah.
And first I'm like, the first psychotic thing you can do is it the photo? And then I'm like, wait a
second.
I look
you start
literally
getting insecure,
I'm
stupid.
A literally darling in this
darling
photo.
He
reached out to me. Okay.
Excuse me. Do you remember
reached
this,
out
sir?
To me. He didn't. Here's the thing. He's a flaky dude. He eventually responded, but I said this really leads me to a bigger conversation, and that conversation is photo etiquette.
Etiquette.
What is the etiquette? For me, if you don't respond in under a minute with like a wooga wooga, I'm leaving.
The tech
I'm
speak
done.
Of eyebrow raise. Yes.
I want that. I'm sorry. That's what
of
I
course.
Want.
Of course. If there's any sort of flirtation here, you have to show interest and excitement.
It's a vulnerable thing to send a photo.
Of
I don't
course
care
it
what
is.
Anybody says.
Of
I mean,
course
again,
it is.
You've already seen photos, but it's like still it's more intimate.
Right. And it's like you're reminding because obviously you're reminding each other of how cute you are.
Right.
It's not like, hi, I've never heard of you and I've never seen you. Just a general, what is your body composition? You know, it's like, no, you're showing like cute.
Yeah, it's like I'm cute. This
I'm
is
cute.
How cute I am.
Was he a Hinge or he was a Hinge?
He was a Hinge.
Okay.
And I sent my Thanksgiving red off the shoulder pic. Like I
you
was
sure
like,
did. There was a lot
I
of flesh
sure
in
did.
That.
I said, you know what?
Look
and
at this.
And then to hear nothing, you go, wow, 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 wow.
Interesting choice, sir. Interesting choice. But he did finally respond.
Yeah.
And then what did he say when he responded? I can't remember. It was just like
I don't remember. Oh, like, oops, it didn't send. He said something weird like, yeah. Sure. Which I don't believe. Here's the thing. Whatever. Once that happened, it was over for me.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was over for me. I can't have that kind of, unless he said, sorry, I went into a movie.
Exactly. Or had a meeting or something.
Oh,
like,
right.
Apologies.
I simply can't. Yeah. I mean, I made a funny joke after it, which was like, and just so you know, on my life, I'll never send you a photo again.
Yes. Oh, and you also said, I think you misspelled stunning.
I did say that as well, which is very funny.
Which makes me laugh.
Makes me laugh too, because that's what you should have
said. That's what you should freaking say.
That's what you should always say. Pictures are a complicated thing because it is a fun way, especially if you're not seeing someone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I find I used to never send a photo. Literally ever.
No. Well, you don't love photos in general. You're better about it. You like photos now.
I like photos now.
Yeah. But before, you did not like photos.
No, not really.
No.
And I also, like, I never understood, like, let's talk about nudes for a hot sec. Let's just pivot. Shall we pivot?
Pivot?
Because it's like, then when you think about other like sexy photos where it's like, ooh, I'm gonna send a sexy photo, which if you're sending sexy photos, the response time needs to be
immediate,
so quick.
I want to see, as soon as I see delivered, I want to see three dots.
That quick.
Immediately.
Either that, three dots. It could take a while because you could be like, sorry, I literally just came,
or I passed out. I passed out from the beauty.
It's got to be one or the other.
One of those.
But those dots better be a working.
Yes.
Okay? But yeah, I mean, if you're sending like sexy photos, you better respond quick.
Yes.
As a girl, it's hard because no matter what they send, I'm never that turned on. And that's just who I am.
I know. It's more of just the act of exchanging sexy photos. Less about like, oh, that visual turns me on, because usually it's like, ugh.
You gotta say, that's the thing though, you gotta say a little something, right? Like, it depends like what even kind of photos you want.
Well,
like,
yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? For me, I'm like, let me see those arms and that your shoulders, you know what
I don't
I mean?
Need
let
a dick pic. I want to see
I
like
don't a, need a good dick pic.
Arm yeah an arm
Give
I like a forearm
arm.
I like yeah. a forearm.
Oh, if you got strong
shoulder
arms. That's what I love a chest. I'm always like, and I'll say, I'm going to climb you like a rabbit.
Isn't that sweet? Like a rabbit, because they're notorious for climbing.
Notorious hoppers and climbers. But it's like, even something like that, right?
Yeah.
Could like, and that's then depending, hotter. That's hotter.
But guys don't get that.
Guys don't get, well, you can tell them. That's the good news, because you
can
say.
That's what's interesting, is you can actually verbalize.
For anyone you're sending a picture, like, are you a boob guy? Are you a butt guy? Do you like a leg?
Right.
And then it's like, you can work your way up. So it could just be a dress where it's like your back, your butt is featured, or your a little cleave is showing.
Absolutely.
Maybe a leggy photo.
A little leggy leg.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before you show the whole leg. I don't know.
Yeah. I have not sent that many provocative photos.
One time I saw one that you sent, you showed me, which I was stunned. You guys.
Why? What was
Claire,
that?
Claire, like, when I think about the photos I send, like, because you were posed.
Wow.
You were so posed.
I mean, is that surprising?
No. But then I was just like,
oh,
I'm
not. Oh, was
it
with the tank top?
I think so.
I think, okay, the visual was I had on a white tank top, nude underneath, and I was, like, pulling down the front. So, no genitalia or nipples were shown.
No genitalia. No, I thought it was one where you were in like a black something and you were like.
Oh, now I can't remember.
I don't know. But I mean, that's sexy too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I do leg stuff sometimes.
Of course.
Of course. How can I
You've
not?
You've got long, long legs.
Yes.
For days.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do it where they're like going up the wall.
What?
So it's like I'm on my back on the bed with my legs up.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a fun one too.
That's, yeah. I mean, my
angles,
really
baby. Angles.
Okay. Yeah.
You gotta know your angles.
Well, I don't. I actually do not.
But you send boob pics.
You bet your ass I do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I used to on Field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually, I'm going to tell you something right now. Yeah. I had like Field helped me with some stuff, which was like, I always growing up hated my boobs.
I know. And I hate that. But yeah.
And it's like, I hated how, you know, again, with the media, but it's like, I literally never had perky boobs.
Well, no.
They always were.
If you have bigger
full,
boobs, it's right. near to impossible to have perky ones.
Right. So they're like, they're full and they're real boobs. So they, mm-hmm. you know, they sit, if you will.
Right.
And I used to hate that. Like, I yeah. hated it. And I mean, even like, I think obviously I went real slow on Field because I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'd never sent any kind of photo.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, I'll send one in a bra because it's like then my boobs. And then I realized like, wait a sec, because also whenever I've had sex and my boobs do come out, I'm
right.
like, maybe they are the star of the show.
They are. They are.
They
you
are.
Say,
but
they've always been a gift, a mysterious gift that you're like, and ta-da.
Yeah, ta-da.
Ta-da.
It's really boobs are the best ta-da you can have.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I don't know. If you're on somewhere and you show, like, it was just something that then you'd show your real boobs. And
yeah.
then people would be like, God, your tits are great. And I'm like, God,
yeah.
they really are. Like, how did I forget
yeah.
that? How did I forget that? So it really made me, like, love my boobs.
I love that.
I know, but imagine if I had sent a boob pic and the guy took 2 hours to respond.
Dead. Dead to us.
Dead. I would have died.
Dead to us.
But yeah, like, I don't know. It definitely made me look at myself differently. And then
yeah.
also made me be like, oh, I love my boobs. It doesn't even matter if he does not respond because he just doesn't understand that I have the best boobs.
No, of course.
You know,
you
like,
absolutely
that's
do.
On,
and it's
that's
not
on them.
Yeah. That's just like a flakiness. I wouldn't think that
anyone
would see them and like choose not to respond.
Probably
and
if they
just
do, that's their, who cares? They're just an idiot. It's like, but
also,
in the summer,
idiots.
Uh-huh.
They're
idiots. They're idiots everywhere. But sending
certified
pics
moron.
Can be a great way to like build your confidence.
The pictures. I know. It's always tricky because it's like, everything can be traced, right? Like, never send a photo that you wouldn't mind getting out. I think that's always what I live
yeah.
by. I think that teens should know that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Don't put your face in it.
Never
I
put
mean,
your face in it. But
yeah.
I do think that it's always sexier if it's suggested more than seen.
Yeah. Very true.
So much sexier.
I've never sent anything like
your hoo-ha.
I've never done that. I've always I personally don't think that
I know I have
you know
done it. I have done it where it's like you could say, again, it's mainly legs, but then I put my hand over it.
Oh, you little
minx.
Crazy
thank
cat.
You
yeah.
But then it's not being seen, but it's like, again, it's a suggestion, and that's
yeah.
so much hotter. Because it's like you can see naked bodies at any day, any time.
True.
Anytime. And so
yeah.
it's like, well, that's not fun.
No.
So it's like, let me tease it. And so then if you do get to see it in person, you're welcome.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about that because I think that even when I was sending more photos back in the day and the idea of like, well, what if this ever gets out? Being like, why the fuck am I ashamed of my body getting out?
No, I know. I mean, I think
why
it's...
Yeah. Fuck am I though?
No, I well, that's the thing. I don't send anything that I wouldn't like. I mean, I'm not going to post it on Instagram.
Of course.
Because
not.
It probably would be tagged or whatever. And, you know, but if it did would... come out when we become more famous
and my tits are all
and
over
your
the
tits
internet.
Are all over the internet. You're welcome, America. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just like, yeah, I mean, I used to think that would be the worst thing that could ever happen in my entire life.
Wow. Yeah. But that's all of, like, that's your own body issues, right? Where you were hating
also,
on your body.
Also, I think it had to do with like how I would judge, right? Like
yeah.
the judgment of like, oh my God.
That you would send a sexy photo. Not the body itself, just the act of you sending a photo is judged.
Yeah, I think
Well, yeah, there's some sex shame in that, right? Like, there's absolutely some shame in being sexy and owning your sexuality and putting it out there. Yeah. I think it gets tricky, I think, when it's younger people.
Well, yeah.
Just because you got to be careful with that. But again, I still think, even if youngsters want to send pictures, suggest don't show.
Yeah, suggest don't show. And if you're a youngster, also, I mean, do whatever you want to do.
Best of luck.
Best of luck. I don't know. In a pandemic, it's like, it's harder for sure. Yeah. I think that, like, as someone who never did anything cyber, there was a point where I was like, you better figure it out, whore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better figure it out.
Do what you gotta do.
I don't know. It's interesting. But yeah, sending pics, it's like, it is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. And
wow, profound.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, it's true. It's been a hot minute since I've sent any photos. But speaking of your favorite subject, toxic, he would send me dick pics all the time. He does have a pretty dick, but it was too much.
No, here's the thing. I'll say this once, I'll say it twice. What I learned is any guy who sends a dick pic wants it to be more about him and about his body, which I'm not into. I want a guy who's begging me for photos of me.
No, exactly. If it's like, look at this dick. Yeah, look at my dick. My dick is great. Look at this.
Because any person I'm with, I'm like, honey, I'm not touching that for 2 hours.
Well, and that's the difference between you and me.
I'm like, for 2 hours, I'm going to pretend you don't have a dick.
Yeah. Well.
Of hooking and up, that, just and that's so your
you
choice. Know.
You know what I mean?
It is my choice.
That's your choice. And
it's
that's
not
what's
about
great.
The dick. And that's what we're trained to think. And it's just not.
Yeah. Well, that is the focus of the majority of porn.
Well, yeah, porn.
Porn.
Don't get me started on porn.
Don't even. I
don't know.
Listen, I'm always happy to art direct an erotic photo.
Thank you for that.
I love an angle, you know. That's where you got to find your angles and your shadows and your suggestions. It reminds me of, this is not having to do with photos, but going back to the suggestion, not showing. In college, there was some erotic ball thing that I went to because that's what, you know, you do. And like the majority of my friends, we all went and and I'm gonna use it in a positive term, but slutty outfits, you know, just like everybody was in like leather and whatever. And my one good friend who is a costume designer, she does historical costumes. She was even well skilled in college doing it. And so she wore this like 18th century huge, get like corseted, long dress, like fully covered. And then there was a contest. Like everyone was almost naked, essentially. Yeah. And then she was up on stage and she just like lifted her skirt a little and showed her ankle. And it was like the crowd went wild. Like it was insane. Like she won everyone was just like, wow. Because it's more about that like tease as opposed to like, here's my genitalia. You know, it's like, it was so much hotter that way. So anyhow, that's my,
we forget that.
Because again, it's available. Right. Like nudity is available at all turns. So anyhow, so we did receive a question from a wonderful listener.
Thank you for listening and for asking
a question. So I'm going
to remind people where they can do that.
That's a great statement, Jess. So we have a couple options. Thank you. Yeah. Our Instagram is No Such Thing as Love Show. Yeah. And, you know, someone did say, I don't know if you're checking these. And I said, you know, I do. Maybe not daily, but we'll get to it. We promise we will see it at some point. And then we also have a Gmail that is No Such Thing as Love Show at Gmail.
And you can also probably message me or Claire.
Correct.
If you want it.
Correct.
But listen, that's a lot of options. So
that's a lot of options. We don't want to overwhelm you with options, but we are gettable. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
We are gettable. So this is a young man who has written us. He has asked to stay anonymous, which I fully support.
I respect that.
Absolutely. And it's a little long, so instead of reading it, I'm going to give you just kind of a...
A summary,
if you will. So perfect. You may have heard of it. Perfect. Okay. So his question, he has been with his girlfriend for a little bit less than 2 years.
Brag.
Thank you. How rude. No. And he's asking about his girlfriend has a thing for his belly button. He has an outie.
Okay.
And she has an innie. So she likes to with her tongue and blow raspberries and all over the belly, whatever. So she has a thing for his belly. He belly is a bit self-conscious because it is an outie.
Okay.
Right? And so his question is I don't know if this is a fetish or whatever. And then he's asking what he should do to her. So the biggest, I think the... Because they're younger, I think they're figuring this out, right? And yeah. I think, and she has an innie and whatever. I think my initial response, which I know is, probably the stance of our podcast as a collective, is communicate, right? Yeah. Just because she may like your innie doesn't, or your outie doesn't mean that she may want you to do stuff to her belly.
Right. Sex isn't necessarily it doesn't have to be reciprocal. It doesn't have to be you do this and then I do that. I don't know about you, but I've never really reacted that much if I see a guy's chest the way they react when they see my tits. You know what I'm saying? We don't give it both ways.
Exactly. And I don't think that it's sometimes you will do to someone what you want to receive.
True.
But sometimes you just like doing that.
Well, right. If she likes your she likes your belly button, right? It's that doesn't mean that she. But you're right. You should just talk about it because.
Yeah.
My first question is does it feel good? Do you like it?
Yeah.
And. I understand being self-conscious, but also being there's nothing better than something you're self-conscious about. And then
someone really
likes
it.
With
yeah.
It. Yeah. I'm I want a guy to just nibble on my calf. You know what I mean?
A corn on the cob.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. And I'll be stop it. That's my big calf. Let it go. And he's I just love it.
I love it.
Okay, cool. Great. Because they won't shrink in size.
Right. Exactly.
But I think
embrace that. But if it is making you feel uncomfortable, then maybe articulate that. Right. I'm really self-conscious about it. So I would prefer you don't do that. Or could we figure out a way to ease into it or just some sort of. But if it's more of just a general. Just this is different for him, maybe.
Yeah.
Just something different out, not necessarily, I don't want to use the word normal, abnormal or whatever, but if it's something different, but it doesn't necessarily feel bad, lean into it and see if you don't hate it, you know?
Right. In a way, it's already for her.
Yeah.
When it's what should I do to her? It's this is for her. It sounds she loves it.
Right. And then there's room to explore maybe something that you haven't tried yet, or
absolutely.
You want to. But I think the biggest thing is, first of all, figure out your comfort. Right. Communicate that. But then as opposed to assuming that she wants the same thing done to her.
Right.
Ask her.
Yeah.
You know. And yes. I think I've talked about this numerous times, but I do highly recommend. And again, you don't have to do the official. You can do your own of a yes, no, maybe list.
Yeah, especially if you're dating someone.
Especially if you're dating someone.
Or just even consistently hooking up.
Yeah. And there's the Babe Land has it where it's an official document that you can use. But you can make your own of make a list. It doesn't have to be. It probably shouldn't be during sexy time. It's leading up to it. Could be a little foreplay in a way where you're talking.
It could be after
next time. and you talk about what you like, what you don't like, and then what, let's give this a go. Let's try this. It may not be what I like, but I'm curious about it.
Right.
And just make it more matter of fact. But then there was his additional questions of like, what could I do with the belly and whatever. I recommend playing with temperatures.
What's that?
You could maybe get some ice. You could maybe, and this is definitely all has to be discussed before done. Please know.
Wax.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah. A little waxy wax. So you can play with that, but the key is communicating. Yeah. And don't be embarrassed. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
About communicating? No.
No, about any of it. About anything you want to do.
Right. Because you also don't want to embarrass her.
Exactly.
Right. We just want to make everything better and make sure we're communicating.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know that much about belly play.
Well, I don't necessarily either, but you don't have to.
Sounds like fun. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just like, hey, if she likes it and it's not bothering you, let's figure out some fun things to do with it.
Right. What are we going to do? Lots of stuff, maybe.
Yeah. But I do like your talking about the, if it's an insecurity, like.
Oh, what a dream.
What a dream.
Lean in. Be like, yeah, why don't I see my belly button this way?
It's
hot. She loves it. She fucking loves it.
Because it's
hot. Why the hell don't I?
Right.
Why?
So, I understand it's easier said than done. To be like, communicate and talk openly about sex and interest. That's fucking hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get it. So also don't, like, you can do little by little. Maybe just like.
You can, it's like, how do you bop into it? The nice thing is you guys have like a relationship, you know, like a solid ground to stand on.
Absolutely.
So you could, you know, be like, God, I love how we're doing the dishes. Speaking of our teamwork.
Exactly. And in this letter, in this question, that he does mention that they've talked about like getting engaged and stuff. So this is definitely communication needs to be worked on for sure. Like just the practice of it, right? Just practicing what both in the bedroom, in the boudoir and outside.
You can just look at the fact that there's so much security in this relationship. Like if you're talking about that type of stuff, that's such security. That's like future planning. That's just like that security that just we just want that security to go into sex, too.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, it's like the communicating of what is good and bad. Your partner just wants to please you. It's the same thing. So it's like, if you just tell me how or what you don't like, great. I will then follow those guides.
No shame. Try to take that shame out.
Take that shame out, you know? Ugh.
It's
myself
so hard.
Too.
I know. Listen, we are your senior and we're still working on it. So it is definitely, it's something to always be working on. I think you're better at it than I am, Jesse.
Communicating?
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I used to not be able to communicate at all.
Right.
So it is very cool to be able to. But what I've realized is, especially from field, anyone who like is, quote, good at sex, comfortable with sex, is a good communicator.
That's what it is.
They're good communicators and they're like, tell me what it is that you want. And then you're like, okay. And then they're just able to talk about it. It isn't as big a deal because they're like, it's almost like I'm good at following direction.
Honestly, it's so true. It's like the best lovers I've ever been with are just people who communicate. Just talk about it.
That's secret to sex.
That's
the secret.
And be like, there's no shame. It's just being able to comfortably talk about it and ask and share and that is the best lover.
That's the best lover. And it's like, it's weird because sometimes like I was having sex with someone and still couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're doing it. Why can't you talk about it?
Yeah.
You know, what's the fear there? What's holding you back? And it's like possibly like the judgment you have on yourself with sex, but
or
no one's
been
judging.
Put on you.
Totally.
Of course.
But no one's judging. And it's even a good way to go in and to be like, hey, I want to have a judgment-free conversation.
Yeah.
You know, just spell out the guidelines, like, because I really enjoy having sex with you.
Yeah.
And I want to.
Or intimacy, like, in general. Yeah.
Our intimacy in general. And like, you could even say, I just think this would help me. Because again, they're helping you by having this conversation, which they are. But they're helping themselves too.
Because I also think that it's in discussing it, like, what is it that you like about this? Or like, what else would you like to do? Again, it's figuring out that maybe a commonality in what you like.
Yes.
Like, you may see it as just like, this is strange that this person wants to, you know, do stuff with my belly button. But maybe there is something about it that you're like, oh, no, I totally get that. And so, yeah, again.
Yeah, communication. Or you're just like, great.
Yeah. So anywho, so we have cured your problems. Good luck.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're
welcome.
But no, thank you for your question. And we do hope that that helps.
Yeah. God, I'm feeling flirty.
Wow. She's coming in hot. You're feeling flirty. All right. How do we remedy this?
I'm saying that's such a great conversation, such a great place to be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a fun place to be in.
It is fun.
Like, I wish I were in a couple in this moment so I could be like, should we role play tonight? Like, something
that.
That's just fun. I never realized how fun sex could be until you just have fun with it.
Well, you take the fucking shame out of it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You take the
guilt
shame
and
the judgment, all of that we have been told time and time, especially for women, time and time again. So,
right.
But it can be a lovely thing.
It really can be.
Right?
And that's a beautiful thing.
I think
and in
I
the summer, in
remember.
The sexy, sexy
I'm
summer.
I'm so sorry. In the summer?
Girl,
in the spring?
In the spring?
In the summer?
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
Spring's up.
Here's what's exciting. We haven't talked about it yet, but we are taking an international trip.
We didn't. Maybe we mentioned it, but yeah, we are going
to
Portugal.
We're going to Portugal. Next month.
Absolutely.
Can you believe? Actually, less than a month we're going in April. I'm so
Bring
sorry.
Your sexiest attire.
Bring
Are we going to hook up?
Are we? I know. That's the thing. It's like, let's.
Maybe.
Listen, neither of us are afraid to make out in public or on the street.
True. And that is our best quality.
That's all. That's honestly, who could argue with that?
And I've seen Claire flirt, and it is aggressive.
It's aggressive and it's dangerous, really, for
it's
all those.
Really, it's exciting.
It is. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen in good old Portugal.
Whatever
Very
happens won't stay there. We'll be telling you.
We'll be telling you. Absolutely. Maybe we'll have a frontline report.
Absolutely.
While we're there. We'll be gone for a week. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm very excited.
I was very excited about it. But I do feel like there's the vacation flirting. Listen, I mean, you just went through it with London.
Yeah, I did.
Vacation flirting is so much more fun.
Yeah.
It really is. Because it feels somewhat, I mean, you got to be careful, obvi.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, with us both there, whatever,
oh,
we've got each other.
For that.
But it's so fun. For me, it's fun because it's, as someone who avoids any sort of commitment and relationship, it's so fun because it's like, this would never happen, so let's just have fun now, you know?
Right.
There's no like, ugh.
I mean, I'll never forget in Italy, those men are aggressive.
They are aggressive. Italian men
Part
are
of
like,
me is like, oh.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out about Portuguese. Okay.
I know.
And we're going to try to go. I think we're going to, for those who have been and enjoy, we're going to Lisbon and Porto.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to try to be around surfer people for a day at least, because it's a huge surfing area.
Surfer people. Yeah.
I like looking at surfers.
I actually find them wonderful to look at.
They're so hot.
Also, we're going to go on walking tours. And you know I love a tour guide.
Who doesn't love a tour
Who
guide?
Who doesn't fall in love with their tour guide? You're psychotic.
Psychotic.
As someone who was a tour guide, I acted as if everyone was in love with
Thank you. I too was a tour guide in Yellowstone, if you remember. And I had my whole act and I said, everyone loves me. And
that's my whole act too.
So yeah, so bottom line, we're going to be giving tours in Portugal. Yeah.
To locals only.
To locals only.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it. So we're very excited about that. But that's in a couple of weeks. We're leaving on my birthday.
It's going to be great.
But yes, it's going to be super fun. So in the meantime, we'll have to brush up.
We'll have to flirt a little bit before we go.
We got to do something. Again, open to suggestions.
I'm talking to some people.
Okay. I was. And then, of course, I wasn't on the apps. But then I do have the pending dates from Talkify.
Right.
Will never fucking happen.
Well, girl, when you're ready, you can set it up on
There we are. Done.
You know, even if it's you just want to like look cute and grab a drink.
I know. The problem is I have to talk to people first. I know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure that out. Mm. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
But in the meantime.
Yeah.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it starts with a cute photo.
Maybe it does. And a quick reply.
That's right.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm old.